Hi, everybody. This is Catherine from the Media Education Lab, and you're listening to the Courageous Rhode Island Podcast, the show that finds common ground, builds media literacy skills, and encourages curiosity for the people of Rhode Island. Today, we're talking about the Media Education Lab's newest initiative, Courageous RI, with Renee Hobbs and Pam Steger.
Hey, I'm Renee Hobbs, and I'm here with my colleague, Pam Steger. And we're going to talk about Courageous RI, aren't we, Pam?
We are, and we're excited to do so.
What a thrill it was to begin this project with you in the last 3 months. And you know, Pam, we've been planning this project for like 2 years. So what is Courageous RI all about?
Well, Courageous Rhode Island is our proposal on how to address targeted violence and domestic terrorism in Rhode Island. That it's a project that is funded by the Department for Homeland Security, who is recognizing that the prevention of targeted violence and domestic terrorism is really needed at this time, that interventions are obviously not enough to help us stem the tide that we keep seeing of extremist violence around the country.
Yeah. And just recently, of course, we've seen the pain that families are living through with the loss of their sons, their daughters, their wives, their husbands. The reality of it is that through media, we come to understand the world and how to behave and what our expectations in it. And that's partly why we were thrilled when the Department of Homeland Security acknowledged that media literacy was a promising practice to address the problem of violent extremism. Now, Pam, when you're asked to define media literacy, you do it in one way and I do it in another way. How do you do it when you're trying to explain it briefly?
Well, I've probably done it about four or five different times in my association with media literacy to see what works, because it seems to be a somewhat confusing phrase for a lot of people. I guess my favorite shortest definition is that it makes the invisible visible when it comes to media messages, that it allows us to critically analyze any message from any medium. Books, TV, TikTok videos, memes, anything, advertising, to really get underneath them and see how they are made and how they are catching our attention and what values are there. That's a longer definition, but what's yours, Renee?
That's a pretty good I will often, if I only have a sentence, say media literacy is asking critical questions about what you watch, see, read, play, and listen to. Because the idea of asking critical questions suggests that media literacy, people who are engaged with media literacy are in a lean forward mode when it comes to entertainment, information, and persuasion, the stuff that's all around us.
I love that lean forward mode. And I think it goes well with our Courageous Rhode Island, because one of our taglines is stay curious, not furious. And media literacy is all about curiosity, right?
Exactly. We use the word inquiry in education. And Pam, did you know that 1 out of 5 people who lives in Rhode Island is associated with education, is involved in an education related field? Isn't that fascinating?
I'm not surprised, because I know in Providence, I think Brown University is the biggest employer.
Yeah, it turns out that in education, we use other terms to think about media literacy. And one way of thinking about it is media literacy is an expanded conceptualization of literacy, right? Helping us read and write the world. So we're going to do that over the next 2 years with topics including disinformation, polarization, conspiracy theories, hoaxes. And some people ask, well, why a statewide initiative? Why focus on Little Rhodey? So what's your answer to that, Pam?
Why not? I mean, I think what's great about Rhode Island in this context is its size. We can really reach the entire state so easily. And especially now that we have these kinds of modes of communication that almost everyone is comfortable with since the pandemic, is getting on a Zoom call or getting online and talking like this. So it makes it even more, even easier to reach the entire state. But in Rhode Island, we make the joke that we don't have 6 degrees of separation. We have 2 degrees of separation. And even with that, there are lots of people who do not interact with lots of other people in the state. We have an urban-rural divide just like every other state. And we're hoping to bring those divides, whatever it is that divides us, together in our first initiative called Courageous Conversations.
Courageous Conversations. I really love that concept. So people from all parts of Rhode Island, from all different walks of life, come together for online conversations. Now, what's in it for them? Why might somebody want to play in this sandbox?
Well, you know, it goes back, I think, to the definition of courage and why we landed on the term courageous for this project. I always loved that the word courage comes from the French cœur, which means heart. And I think that courage happens, you know, that ability to move through our discomfort or our fear and still take action comes from the heart. It comes from caring about others or causes or ideas. And I think there's a lot of people in Rhode Island and across the country who really are concerned about our country right now and about the state of our democracy. And it's hurting them, and they want to do something about it. And I think they think, the people that I've been talking to, think that this is something that could help with that that pain. And they want to be a part of it. And so we're hoping to have these 1 hour sessions online that will be part informational. So we will talk about some of those topics that you mentioned a little bit ago. And then we will show them how to analyze a media message so that they become more media literate, which we think is a very important and essential tool for every person in the country and in the world in the 21st century. And then we will also break into breakout rooms where they can have conversations with each other in smaller groups about both the topics of the day and about media literacy and deconstructing media messages.
Neato, neat. I really like the idea of embedding the practices of deep listening into this program, because one thing I've been feeling recently in our culture is that we're like talking past each other. Oh, and also that talk gets angry and defensive and hostile. And I just think that I need practice, like I think everyone does. I need practice at listening without judgment, listening for understanding, listening to inspire my own curiosity and to open up my mind. One thing I know for sure is I learn more when I'm in a room full of people who have really different opinions than me. I don't learn that much when I'm in a room with all my friends who agree with me all the time.
Right. What's that called? Confirmation bias?
So our program is going to try to do that.
It is.
Yeah. We also have a second program that we're going to be rolling out in the Courageous Rhode Island initiative, and it's called Courageous Questions.
And tell us about that, because that's going to be your baby.
Well, it turns out that media literacy has become increasingly recognized as a really important civic education competency. And so as Rhode Island starts to think, as Rhode Island educators start to think more deeply about what civic education needs to look like for students growing up in 2023.
Yeah, we're there.
We're going to offer lesson plans and professional development resources that help educators in high school and in college to integrate media literacy competencies around the theme of violence prevention, around topics like extremism, around recruitment efforts, around polarization, disinformation, propaganda, and conspiracy theories. And these are ideally going to be easy to use, easy to implement, but the professional development community that gathers around a Courageous RI will be a force multiplier for reaching thousands of students across the state.
Yeah. And I, you know, also, like, just in our talking about this with some of our stakeholders already, we are getting requests not just from educators, but from law enforcement and from librarians who are saying we need this too. And so, you know, we will find a way to include everybody that we can in all of these sessions that, we're
Good
going
point.
To roll out.
Good point. So that helps us understand when we talk about learners. Yes, we mean students in schools, high schools and colleges, but we also mean learners across the lifespan. That's such a great point. So our third program, Pam, is pretty exciting as well. It's called Courageous Creativity. What's it all about?
That's one I'm very excited about because young people really are on the forefront of all of this. They're already in many ways media literate in the use of modern media and technology, but not so much in, you know, in the ways that we want them to be critical users of those tools that are at our disposal today. And they're so creative, courageous creativity is going to get students to produce media messages around this whole theme of Courageous Rhode Island and media messages and being more media literate. And we are going to ask them to be a part of a contest, a statewide contest. And then we are going to have a panel of judges that judges their submissions in almost any medium that they want. So it can do the range that, media offers these days. And then we are going to pay for distribution of those winning messages across the state so that everyone gets to learn about this.
Such a cool idea. A statewide media contest where youth voice is amplified to everybody across the state. How exciting. And I can't help but think how thrilling for students to get their voices heard in this important on this important topic because they have the optimism about the possibility of a future that where there is less hate, there is less division, there is less violence, where we aren't polarized and pushed to the extreme,
and we're not wasting so much energy on those battles and can put it where we really need to allow them to have the future that we'd like them to have, that, you know, with all the other concerns we have in the world right now, we shouldn't be divided.
Right.
We should be united.
Right. Now, so there's three programs. There's Courageous Conversations, Courageous Questions, and Courageous Creativity. And
right.
I know you have a plan for how participants can bring this work even beyond what we're doing into their own communities. And you're calling it the Gold Star Program. What's that all about?
Well, we all wanted to win those gold stars when we were in school, didn't we? And we're going to, you know, award them to people who come to our programs. So the first part, that courageous questions that we're going to have and the the online conversations that we're going to be having. They, if you come to a certain amount of them, you're going to get a gold star for each set of sessions that you come to. And we're planning now 10 of them, but we're going to offer two, a daytime and an evening session of each one, so that we can make it available to the maximum amount of Rhode Islanders. And then they will, at the end of that, we're hoping that some of those people, we're also going to make them available online if we can, mm-hmm. right? Yep. On our website, so that people can visit if they weren't able to make the live session, they can revisit it. And we're hoping that we'll have a cadre of people who are so interested that they will want to see a bunch of those sessions and attend them or look at them online afterwards and want to share that. And so we're hoping we have this ripple effect, that it's not just these 10 sessions and then the sessions that you'll lead with the educators and librarians, et cetera, and then the student competition, but that it'll just keep rolling out through Rhode Island to eventually touch everybody.
Yeah, because we're going to create materials that make it easy for you to roll out a 1 hour program with the folks in your at your church,
community,
right?
Workplace,
in your veterans group, in
social group,
exactly. Even a weekend party, right?
Yeah.
Because these things, it's fun to take apart disinformation. We laugh, we learn, we ask questions, we find that having different interpretations of media messages opens up your mind in a way that's really transformative. And we've been addicted to bringing people the media literacy experience for now, what, 30 years? And yes. We're really excited about doing it now. We have a research component, Pam, because, of course, as you know, I'm a researcher who's published widely on the topic of media literacy education. And so if you choose to participate in Courageous RI and you take our pre-test survey and you participate in one or more programs and you take our post-test survey, we'll have a compensation, a financial compensation for you in recognition of your time. And that also provides an incentive for us to produce new knowledge about how can media literacy support the deep listening skills that are actually essential to depolarizing America? How can programs like this help build people's knowledge about some of the harmful communication that's out there in our media environment and how we can recognize and resist it, right? And then how do we develop an understanding of media literacy that we begin to apply in everyday life, even outside of conversations, but just like when we're watching TV, when we're surfing on Instagram, and so forth. So the research component of this project is super important as a way to build new knowledge about the potential of media literacy as a violence prevention tool. So,
and weren't we so thrilled to learn that the Department for Homeland Security recognized media literacy as a prevention tool for targeted violence and terrorism? And we've known it all along, right, Renee? But we're very happy that they have recognized it as
and
well.
And as we've done trainings with law enforcement professionals, veterans communities, people in faith communities, people in social services, and of course, the education and library world, we're excited about building a coalition of people across this state who recognize the importance of reducing the hate that leads to targeted violence and using the powerful dialogic process of media literacy to get there. So I guess in just 20 minutes, we have summarized Courageous RI. Do you have any last thoughts before we conclude?
Absolutely. We want Rhode Island to be the most media literate state in the United States of America.
Woohoo! Come with us on the journey. Thanks for being part of Courageous RI. We'll see you at the next program. Pam, thanks a lot. Talk
Bye.
To you later. Bye.
Come have fun.
Bye.